With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
In Acts 3, we read this account. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, or asked for money. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. What do we see in this story? We see a man begging for charitable donations. He had to beg for money since he was crippled and could not earn a living. We also see two men of God telling him that they didn't have any money, but they were completely willing to give him what they had. So the big question is, what did they have? They had the authority and ability of God to bring healing into this man's life. They were not willing to merely give him what he requested. His request would only supply a temporary solution. If they had given him money, the man would have been able to purchase food or pay some bills for perhaps a day or two. But soon he would be right back in the same position, begging for money. So what do we see as the role of the church and its leaders in people's lives? Our role is to bring deliverance. Our role is to bring the healing. Our role is to provide a permanent solution and not just temporary relief. Please make a mental note that the man could have rejected what they had to offer. As soon as they declared that they didn't have any money, the man could have just told them to keep on stepping. Do you realize that's exactly what many people do when they approach genuine Christian churches and leaders? The false preachers and prophets have so deceived people that they have convinced the crippled beggars to make a contribution first. Isn't that interesting? They promise the crippled beggars that if they give money to God, then God will heal them. When people come upon the real apostolic anointing, they are told that money isn't coming their way. In fact, they are told, "We don't have what you're asking for." They are told healing is coming their way instead of money. Many people walk away disappointed with ministries like Urban Life because we don't give them what they are demanding. Instead, we offer healing. We offer healing for the various areas where they are crippled. Our expectations of a church are often very far away from the actual responsibilities of the church and its leaders. To be honest, the church in America is partly to blame for those errant expectations because various ministries have become so involved in power-seeking politics, glory-seeking schemes, financial prosperity scams, and people-pleasing entertainment that we have only a shadow of the former glory that once rested upon us by the power of God. So that's why we're getting back to the fundamentals. We're getting back to declaring, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.